Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Wow, kicking it in the Crossbreed Holster Studios today. What an amazing program this has been so far. Let me give you a quick rundown. Very unusual first hour. Very unusual that the hour books up like it did with the caliber of guests that it did so quickly that I had to move other people out and bunch other people together. Congressman Thomas Massey, I was in contact with his office and vice versa today. We corresponded a number of times. And at the last minute, he was able to clear a half hour of his schedule and join me on Armed American Radio. And if you listen to the program on a regular basis, you know that Alan Gottlieb normally joins me in, at the very least, the first half or all of the first hour. And his schedule, our schedule with him, will depend on his schedule. He's so busy and does so much work on your behalf. But it's particularly important when we have new things to talk about with Alan. We've got a lawsuit that he wanted to discuss with us today, so we wanted to get him in here. Grover Norquist called in and wanted to talk about a couple things that we just simply didn't have time to go into. Boy, and we had to bunch him up with Alan because Thomas Massey, Representative Massey, called in. And as a result of that, we had a really powerful lineup. You know, it's a split screen you'd see on any of the news channels when you had Grover Norquist, you had Alan Gottlieb, and of course you had Thomas Massey from the 4th District in Kentucky, who is as pro-gun as the day is long, giving us an education on his bill 5112, which is to lower the handgun purchase age to 18. So much happening. So if you caught that hour, it was wonderful. If not, make sure to go back and listen to it on podcast. Please don't tell me you were watching that OJ confession crapola and missed Armed American Radio's first hour. Hour two, Walking Dead fans. I got to give you a pass. I really do, because I love The Walking Dead too, but I DVR it, and I will watch it when I get home from these Crossbreed Holster Studios as soon as the show's over, and I'll sit down and chill out and watch that for a little bit. I don't sleep on monster broadcast evenings only because I'm so jacked up I get to talk to you about these things that rile me up so much. A.W.R. Hawkins brought it, as he always does, in the second hour. So it was a great 2 hours of radio so far, and in the next couple minutes I'm going to introduce you to another hour of fantastic radio. Before I do that, there's a couple things I want to tell you. The emails have been pouring in. They've been pouring in. Let me give a few shout-outs here. I can't read these right now, but I promise I will get to some of these. Are so good. Jake Miles, gun owner in the Blue City of Denver. I see your email, brother. Fantastic. Richard Ebby writes in. Minors able to get abortions without parental permission. Yeah? And the federal government wants to take away our right to keep and bear arms. You got to think of this stuff in terms of your viewpoint. Try to get away from what you're seeing on the news and remind yourself of some of these facts. Okay, of course, just got an email from the captain, Matt Bruce, down there, a couple of them from him. Bob, Anthony Taylor, forwarding about gun control. Dylan McCormick, Forbes, Robert, Cal Cruz, tons of you coming in. Kevin Parrish, Ronnie Gray, James Macklin, Douglas Peacock. I see all you guys in there. Thank you for sending me the emails. I wish I had time to get to them. All right, but I read every single one of them, and I will get to them. And I do want to say this. Jake, I've read your email. I was able to grab it during the break, and I can't wait to get to it. Probably get to it on The Daily Show tomorrow. Next thing I want to knock out here quickly is, you know, we're getting ready to come into grilling season, right? Yeah, well, for me at AAR Ranch, it's grilling season all year. I got pictures of me when I was a kid smoking food over big Weber kettles in snow, and I love it, big plumes of smoke when I was really young. It's something that it's a passion of mine. You know that. Particularly those of you who have been listening to the program for so long, we have the Grilling While Armed segments that we've been doing for a long time. Well, we're going to start bringing those back, but we're going to bring them back with a new flair. A couple days ago, I ordered something I have had my eye on for quite some time. I can safely say years. This is the Lamborghini of cookers. I ordered a Lang Model 36 Hybrid Deluxe Patio, and I can't wait to bring you grilling slash barbecue, of course. We use that word synonymously. We have to synonymously here because we can't. This doesn't sound as good to say barbecuing while armed. It sounds great to say grilling while armed. But I've ordered the Model 36. The unit runs about $1,895. I saved up for this thing. I'm going to run down and pick it up. I've been talking with Ben Lang. And Ben is kind enough. He's a fan of the show, believe it or not. And he can't wait to come on the program. And we're going to talk some barbecuing while armed on this beautiful new Lang cooker that I'm buying. And I can't wait. It takes about 5 weeks to get it. But if you're interested in seeing these things, make sure to head over to Lang Barbecue Smokers to take a look at what I bought. I think you'll love these things. But at least you'll get an idea of what it is I'm talking with you about when we start getting into summer or spring. If I had the thing today, I'd be giving you recipes on it because I can promise you I'd have had fun seasoning it up today. But anyway, really looking forward to barbecue season on this amazing new cooker. This is a hybrid. Part of it is a charcoal grill. The other part is a reverse flow smoker. It's got the firebox on the outside, and then up on top it's got the deluxe unit. It's got the warmer, so you can use it to pipe more heat into it. You can use it to do ribs. You can use it to smoke fish and cheese or just keep beans warm, whatever you want to do. So I'm just as excited as the day is long, and I can't wait to get Grilling While Armed segment started with you. Going to be bringing in some George Hill, the Mad Ogre. We'll be bringing in Texas Bill Cannon from down there with the beautiful Texas rubs that he puts out that makes some of the meatloafs and everything so wonderful. And we're going to be bringing in Ben Lang and tell us about how to use these wonderful stick burners that I have finally just decided, you know what, it's time to pull the trigger. Woo, somebody who knows a little bit about barbecuing while armed, in fact, has barbecued and grilled while armed with me, personally, strapped up with a six-shooter at AAR Ranch, and been a longtime contributor to this program, and a dear friend of mine makes him a dear friend of yours, David Codria. How you doing, brother?
Well, actually, I have ribs heating up on the natural gas grill. You know, I know that you don't consider it grilling. But
natural gas?
As we speak, and so after the program, I'll get to eat dinner.
Ooh, well, let's say propane tanks or natural gas?
No, gas from the line. It, got the shut off in the basement.
Gas from the line. Well, you know, I could go in on, I could say here, you know, natural gas is from the earth, right?
Hey, you know, you could say anything. This is your program. And, I'm kind of wondering where we're going to go, Mark, because there are so many different topics of interest out there that every day poses a dilemma. Where do I focus my limited resources?
I'm telling you, let's go there. We'll have you back for barbecuing while armed soon. David, the next 45 minutes with you are going to be fun. Here's my notepad. Here goes. Bye. Out the door. Show prep with you is really, really easy because of everything that you write. And the topics that we don't even have, let's put aside your writing for now. Let's just go, the two of us, on a phone call, commiserating together. Let's
solve the problems of the world right here in the next 45 minutes, Mark.
Let's try. I pick up the phone and I call you, as I want to do from time to time, and say, David, what the hell? And I don't care what the news cycle is putting out. You always seem to know what I mean when I say that. Because you bear the same frustrations I do when you see this barrage of coverage. So let me just broad brush it here. David, what the hell?
Yeah, and what the hell particularly with Republicans who owe their positions of power to gun owners and gun owners believing in those A ratings and therefore rewarding them, and now all of a sudden when the going gets tough, they turn tail. They throw us under the bus, and they take a look at their own poll numbers. And the thing is, I'm not sure which one of these people actually thinks that by caving in, they're going to win any Democrat votes. They will still, at the end of the day, be condemned for being non-compromising extremists.
These people will not vote for them anyway. So I ask the question, and we're going to pick on this. I know we're getting close to taking a break. So let's set this up, and this is what we'll carry into segment number two. Does Scott in Florida actually believe, by capitulating to a few leftist demands here and there on gun control, that he is somehow going to pick up a Democrat vote against a Democrat candidate who is going to run against him for a Senate seat in Florida? Does he honestly believe that? So it begs the question, who is he trying to appease and why? Does Marco Rubio really think that he's advancing his position in the Republican Party because he's a Florida senator from Southeast Florida by caving into some of the demands from the leftist gun grabbers who aren't going to vote for him anyway when they have a Democrat candidate to vote for? Who is Marco Rubio trying to appease? These are legitimate questions. We asked them on the Daily program last week. And when we come back, I'll ask this of David, those two questions there, plus this one. Who does Donald Trump think he's going to secure when people who hate his guts aren't going to vote for him anyway? This is the question. Why are the Republicans caving rather than showing leadership when the brains of America between the coasts all agree with us? We'll be back right after this.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hey, gun lovers, big news for you. Are you looking for that perfect handgun for self-defense and trips to the range? Well, today's the day you can make that happen for free. You know, I'm a proud supporter of the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a USCCA member. I'm member number 32, actually. And for a very limited time, the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber 1911. That's right. 10 of you could take home $1,500 for free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your chances to win. But this all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. The clock is ticking. And remember, they're giving away 10 Kimbers. That means you'll instantly get 10 free chances to win the second you enter. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. It's easy. You can enter in seconds and it's 100% free, but time is running out. Go to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. 10 chances to win, and you can take home that $1,500 for that Kimber for free. Remember, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washable and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We'll be right back. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Out of these Crossbreed Holster studios with you live from coast to coast, all the way from Florida up to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and new Presque Isle, Maine, WXME. You're listening to the program today. Great to be there with you up on the border, up there by Nova Scotia. You guys are way up there. Well, actually, I guess the signal actually comes about just a few miles south of the border. Wonderful to have you. Filling your prescription for freedom. New York City, you know that. All the other places in New York, great to be there with you. Omaha, Nebraska, that's always a pleasure. Bullhead City, Arizona, always a pleasure. Phoenix, a pleasure. Las Vegas, you're on with us, a pleasure. Seattle, Tacoma, Spokane, Olympia, Portland, and everywhere in between are all of our great friends at WWTC up in Minnesota. Great to be there with you in St. Paul, Minneapolis area. Wonderful stuff. Tampa, 860, that's home to me. Love you guys. Orlando. All of you, I want you all to have the chance to win the free gun, please. Armedandresponsible.com. Just go do it. 10 of you will win $1,500 to buy the Kimber 1911. 10 of you. Armedandresponsible.com. I think that runs about another 11 or 12 days. That's it. Don't miss the opportunity. Armedandresponsible.com. And you can dream about that gun on your new MyPillow using the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. I'm telling you, I feel like I arrived when I recorded a MyPillow commercial. It was the real deal. All right, MyPillow.com, AAR is the promo code. Save 50% and support the companies that are supporting our right to bear arms and our values. Incredibly important in today's day and age. If I got to tell you that, you're on the wrong radio dial. And Warfighter Tobacco, unleash the warfighter in you, please. Same promo code, AAR, WarfighterTobacco.com. Celebrate with a cigar, give them as gifts, all the accessories, cutters, clothes. Everything's over there. And the coffee, I don't talk about the coffee enough. Their coffee's fantastic. I keep saying I'm going to put another order in. I haven't yet done it. But I will be using the AAR promo code and getting the discount, too. You can do the same thing. WarfighterTobacco.com. David Cody, I asked before the break, who are these rhinos trying to appease and why?
Well, I think that I have to preface this, Mark. And I have to preface it by saying, I'm an NRA life member, okay? And at times I will criticize NRA policies and decisions. That no more makes me an NRA basher than criticizing government policies makes me anti-government. With that said, I don't believe any of these politicians are making public statements without first consultation with NRA to find out how far they can go and exactly what it is that they can say, because they have gotten some very definitive green lights from Fairfax. One of the green lights has been on bump stocks. The other green light has been on so-called fixed NICs. Now we see that NRA, to its credit, has filed a lawsuit against Florida, okay, for the aspect of being 21, and correctly brought up the militia argument, which was good for them. By the same token, Rick Scott, A-plus, NRA endorsee, advertised he'll protect your rights from the Obama-Bloomberg gun control agenda, and comes up basically signing a bill that is a large part of the Obama-Bloomberg gun control agenda. And, you know, you take a look at the bump stock bill that Florida just signed. Well, that was part and parcel of what was signed. And it prohibits not just sale or transfer, but to possess. And it says the term bump fire stock means something that can mimic an automatic weapon fire, which is impossible since it's still one firing per pull of the trigger. Or it says, or, you know, an accessory or a device. And at this point, I would invite Armed American Radio listeners to type in bump fire with stick on Google and see the YouTube video that they'll get from that. And so Florida just basically made it illegal and a felony to possess a stick. And the other point that I brought up was
third degree, I might add. Third degree felony in Florida for merely possession. Third degree.
Okay. And the other thing I brought up with fixed NICs, I want to read a statement from John Cornyn, who has this bill that NRA supports. He says, just one record that's not properly reported can lead to tragedy, as the country saw last week in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Well, you know, if that's the case, what he's saying and what NRA is saying and what NSSF is saying is that citizen disarmament works, and that the bottom line is they have just destroyed their case against universal gun control. Because if they really believe that just one record is all it takes, you know, how can they with a straight face turn around and oppose the background checks? I don't have an answer to that question. Do you?
No, I don't. I honestly don't. I'm sitting here listening to you asking that, and I was afraid you were going to ask me if I had an answer to that, and I don't.
Yeah.
I truly don't. And I don't know. I don't know that there is one. Someone will send me an email. Send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and concoct something for me. I'd like to answer that. I'm going to go back and listen to this again and see what we can put up and compare it to an email I get. David, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
A.W.R. Hawkins brought this up in the previous hour, and he said Rick Scott just cost himself a Senate election by appeasing the gun grabbers. And then when he saw him sign the bill, he said, yep, it's done. It's over. He doesn't stand a chance. Here's why. Because he's going to run as a pro-gun candidate for Senate as opposed to Bill Nelson, yet he's the guy who just signed the gun control against and is being sued by the National Rifle Association. Where's the paradigm shift here? How does this dynamic play out?
Yeah, and again, you know, it gets into the three-dimensional chess, you know, and at this point you can start imagining conspiracy theories and things. You know, for instance, did he go ahead and sign this knowing full well that a lawsuit would invalidate it? Because, look, if you really take a look at United States Code, okay, militia, composition and classes, okay, the militia of the United States consists of all able-bodied males at least 17 years of age.
Right.
And that includes the unorganized militia, members of the militia who are not members of the National Guard or the Naval Militia. Okay? And then when you start, you know, factoring in other things like so-called assault weapon bans and things like that, you know, I was glad to see NRA use militia in its lawsuit against Florida. What I'd like to see more of, you know, we keep coming up with lawsuits based on self-defense, which you and I both know that a judge with a quote-unquote progressive agenda can say, well, you know, a six-shooter is, you know, all you need for self-defense or all you need for hunting or all you need for whatever. But then you take a look at the Miller decision. This is the Supreme Court, their opinion, that what was protected was ordinary military equipment that could contribute to the common defense. And you don't see that argument used in a lot of these cases, and so you see a lot of these cases get overturned at the appellate level, and the Supreme Court just doesn't hear it, so it stays the law where that's enacted. And so, again, I was glad to see the NRA use the militia argument in its Florida lawsuit. By the same token, you take a look at they were the ones who empowered Rick Scott.
Right, stop.
Where
Hold it.
Where
stop.
He's going to go from here? You know, who's he going to be up against? And then people think, well, lesser of two evils. And if I don't vote for him, it's going to be really bad. But at what point do you say,
wait,
you know what,
David? I need to stop you there because we're going to take a break. I could have taken you right through the break. I wish I could. Back with David Cody. You're going to let him finish right after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Back in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We've come to the last half hour of the program today, and it's going to be a dynamite one. You want to take notes or just go back and re-listen to it, because we're talking with David Kodria from War on Guns. David is a longtime original contributor to this program, the original roundtable, and his wit and wisdom is highly valued here on this show. David, welcome back. Pleasure to have you, brother.
Always great to be here, Mark.
I'm sorry I had to cut you off. I was taking you right up to that break, man. You want to go ahead and finish that thought, because I think it's important.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that we have been conditioned, and I guess it's our own fault as gun owners collectively, to vote for the lesser of two evils rather than make an object lesson out of a backstabber so that the rest fall in line. You know, you take one out and execute him in front of everybody, and everybody else all of a sudden kind of gets religion. And so we have not gone ahead and allowed a Republican to lose, and let the Republican Party know that if you want to win, you have to offer us someone who is acceptable. I guess it goes back to the late Lee Atwater, the former head of the RNC, who said of gun owners, or was reputed to have said of gun owners, who else are they going to vote for? And so time and again, out of desperation, we continue to support people who have betrayed us, and you kind of get the analogy of, well, you know, how often would you take back a spouse who betrayed you and cheated on you. And or if you and I were to go out into the woods and you knew that, you know, 90% of the time we were going to have a real good time and 10% of the time I was going to shoot you in the back, would you be willing to go out into the woods with me again? And people might say, well, you know, that's a ridiculous analogy because you're talking life and death. And all I have to say to that is, what does everyone think ultimately the Second Amendment is really about?
Well, it ain't about hunting. It's about the militia that you talked about. And it's about the defense of our country. You know, here at the beginning of this program, I love it. A lot of people ask me, who is that at the beginning of the program? The guy says, you know, the Second Amendment's our last defense against it. That's Ice-T who says that at the beginning of the opening of Armed American Radio for 2018. And he's right, because that's what it's ultimately about. And it is a life or death thing. And at the very least, it's a life or death of your nation. We could get into a whole philosophical conversation there. I'm going to have to move in a different direction, David, because I want to go back to the where we are today and get from you some of your thoughts on, let's start with, I want to do the age thing with you here, 18 to 21. I want to go a little bit deeper into that because I want people to understand. I want to put in perspective what it is exactly we're talking about. And it was Thomas Massie, Congressman Massie, asked me during hour one. He said, you've got an 18 to 21 gap here. He said, let's take it and put it in perspective of a military member who's on deployment. Maybe he's 20 years old or 21 years old. His wife now left behind with one or two kids at 20 years old, maybe no kids, it doesn't matter, while he's on deployment with no means to defend herself. Now, David, as you said, we alluded to the lawsuit. We now have lawsuits where Kroger's, which blew my mind, the whole Kroger thing. It's an out west deal. It's a division of Kroger out in the western states. You may know it, David, that sells firearms and ammunition that are no longer going to sell to anyone under 21. Dick's now saying the same thing, banning quote-unquote assault rifles for now the second time because they did it after Newtown. They just kept them in their Field and Stream stores. Now they're taking them out of their Field and Stream stores. But Dick's, as hypocritical as they are, doesn't seem to have a problem selling the very firearm, which happens to be one of the most popular concealed carry firearms ever, the Glock 19 that was used by Shuangwei Cho to murder 30-plus people in Virginia Tech. They don't have a problem with that. Methinks Dick ought to just get out of selling guns altogether because the hypocrisy is dripping from every corner of their mouth. I'll leave it at that. Satellite radio moment word. But, David, we've now got lawsuits on this age thing coming at retailers, and we've now got them, as you pointed out, coming at the government. We'll see it if there's a federal thing done. How do these shake out for 18 to 21-year-olds who are now being singled out for having no constitutional fundamental right that they can exercise? How do you see this shaking out in court?
It depends on the jurisdiction. I think Eugene Volokh wrote a piece and basically said that this has not really, you know, happened at the federal level to where that's going to be an issue. But depending on the state, that there are different state laws. And NSSF came up with a matrix on the various states and the various laws where a lawsuit would potentially be possible. And so I think that is where, you know, we're going to have to look. And it would be really nice to see some state where that type of discrimination is not allowed by law, and to see a class action lawsuit happen, you know, to teach some of these people a lesson. And as far as Dix is concerned, I absolutely had nothing to do with them after they caved and threw us under the bus at Newtown. With this latest one, the biggest thing that people are missing on Dix is they think that, well, we're just going to, you know, stop selling to people under 21 and we're going to take the semi-auto rifles out of our Field and Stream stores. But they went beyond that, and they implored, that was the use of the word, we implore our lawmaker, mm-hmm. and they came up with a list of laws that they want to see passed. They want to see the semi-auto rifles banned. They want to see the 21-year-olds banned by law. They want to see the end of what they call the high-capacity magazines. They want to see the universal background checks, meaning the end of private sales. And so they came up with a list of, you know, the Bloomberg wish list, and they're advocating for this. And to me, any gun owner who ever gives business to Dick is giving aid and comfort to the enemy, and it makes absolutely no sense. And to me, they're not eligible for a dime from me, and it doesn't matter whether it's for guns or ammo or anything else sporting gears-wise. And of course, the same goes for REI, and the same goes for any of these companies that are throwing us under the bus.
Yeah, I hate to use this for a shameless plug. I'm not trying to. What I'm trying to point out here is that there are companies out there that do support us. They just don't get any press. Now, we can take a look. You know, I use this show as an example, for example. You know, MyPillow, Mike Lindell, loves this program. He's a gun owner. Made it very clear on this program. Loved it. And they're out there. You know, and let's kind of parlay that to the kids down in Parkland, Florida. Quite frankly, you got a lot of loudmouth kids down there that are ignorant of what they're talking about, spreading a lot of misinformation about firearms they know nothing about, etc. Not going to attack them personally. You see it, you know. But you also have a large contingency of kids down there who aren't being heard, David, because you think CNN isn't going to put 5,000 pro-gun rights families up to go after Shannon Watts, Michael Bloomberg, and Senator Bill Nelson in a forum, in a round forum, at a center stage like they did with Dana Lash and like they did with Marco Rubio and others.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right on that. And it's gone beyond that to where if you dare criticize any of these kids who are backed by, you know, billionaires like Tom Steyer,
sure,
and
sure,
organizations like Planned Parenthood and George Clooney and his wife who, you know, have round-the-clock bodyguards for themselves and their kids. But if you say anything about these kids, social media is out looking for you, and they will ban you from social media because they want to call the kids shooting survivors like somehow or other. You know, they're forever the widow that you have to pity. And the bottom line is, in fact, a lot of them are useful idiots and or willing tools of people who want citizen disarmament. And you take
it's probably both.
Stuff.
Well, it's probably a combination of both, David. I got to stop you there because of the break. I hate to do it. It's probably a combination of both. But when we come back, we'll finish the conversation with David Cogdy. You can check out everything he does at waronguns.com. That's the place to start when it comes to David Cogdy. Don't go away. We'll be right back for this final segment.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Tupelo, Mississippi. How you doing? 102.9. Love you guys. Honesdale, PA. 1590 WPSN AM. Love you guys. Greenville, South Carolina. WLFJ. Lots of fun places listening to Armed American Radio right this second. Waimama, Florida. 102.1 WKQT. Not too far from my home in Tampa. Lots of you. Dahlonega, Georgia, WCDG, 88.7. I could go on down the list. It's a big one, too. Brainerd, Minnesota. Baxter, you guys are tuned in. Always a pleasure to have you here. Athens, Tennessee. Collinsville, Mississippi. Wonderful stuff. And on down the line. All right. Real quick. ArmedandResponsible.com. Go there. Be one of the 10. ArmedandResponsible.com. Go there. Be one of the 10. AAR is the promo code at MyPillow.com. Save 50% off the four-pack. And he supports us. We support him. MyPillow.com. Plus, you'll love it. Believe me, it's really comfortable. It is for me. If you don't like it, you got a 60-day money-back guarantee. Promo code AAR, MyPillow.com. WarfighterTobacco.com. Make sure to go out to Warfighter Tobacco and support the vets. 100% vet-owned that support this show and everything that we do and everything we stand for. And you know we do as well, too. And by the way, Kevin Harvick, I've got a couple good friends that build his race car in North Carolina. 3 wins in a row at NASCAR. Wonderful stuff. NASCAR fans, great NASCAR and Armed American Radio, and a lot of the team members listening to the radio show. We love you guys. And real wow, proud of you guys over at Stuart Haas. 3 in a row. And it's great to know the guys that actually physically build that car. Very, very cool stuff. Congratulations to you guys. All right, David Coggia, I want to go back to the National Rifle Association for a second, because I hate to say that I'm right a lot, but when it comes to this, I am. And there are a few things here that were easy pickings. When the statement, I think the two of us discussed this, in fact, when the National Rifle Association first put out a statement on bump stocks what to me seemed a mere hours after what happened in Vegas, which is a break from protocol at NRA. They generally don't say much. The statement that they put out, I called it on my program, and I said, that statement I just read you is cover. That statement is cover. Bump stocks are going to be, and this is what I said, bump stocks are going to be martyred on the altar of gun control, and the NRA just gave every Republican cover to do it with that statement. Was I right?
Absolutely, you were right. What they tried to do by having ATF make a rule, which is not really ATF's legal purview to be doing, they tried to give cover to Republican politicians who, in my opinion, they knew were going to turn around and have to vote for it. Now that we see Trump is pushing it, potentially through executive order, they have still given him cover to do it and Jeff Sessions cover to do it. And this gets back, Mark, to the whole politician. You know, I got to switch phones right now. This live radio stuff is pretty interesting, but I just got the little beep telling me that I'm out of charge on this phone. So let me pick up the other one, and hopefully I can stay on with you till the end of the hour. Hold on.
We've only got 4 minutes, so we'll hang on.
Are you there?
We are. Go. Please continue.
Okay. Here's the thing about politicians. In order to win an election, you need to have supporters with fire in their belly. Okay? You need to have someone who's going to walk precincts for you, man phone banks for you, do poll watching for you so that they can see who hasn't voted and go and get out the vote. And you need to just have that fire in the belly. And what's happening by these politicians turning around and doing this, it's causing gun owners to say, you know what? I'm just going to go shooting that day, okay? And this is the way elections are lost, and this is the way power is lost. And by doing all this compromising and by setting the stage and giving the green light for this kind of compromise, these people are outsmarting themselves by half. And I keep hearing, no, this is some kind of three-dimensional chess game, and this is backing them into a corner, and this is genius moves, and we're not smart enough to understand it. You know what? If that were the case, I don't think Trump would have insisted that national reciprocity be separated from the other items. Okay?
Hold on a second. That's a great point. You know, Steve Scalise called him out at that meeting, that listening meeting, on that very topic. And again, this to me goes back to leadership. This is what I was talking about in earlier hours, listener, if you've been tuning in with me for the previous 2 hours of this broadcast. I'm glad we're able to tie it together. When Scott in Florida had the opportunity to stand up and say, wait a minute, this is, you know, these kids, we just had funerals. We don't know what the investigation conclusion is yet. I'm not signing anything yet. And I'm certainly not going to sign something as serious as taking away constitutional liberties at the state level from my residents who are 18 to 21 years old without knowing everything first. And 2.5 to 3 weeks after those despicable murders, we've got lawsuits filed against the state. To me, that's leadership. And not doing that is a lack of leadership, David.
Yeah, and we still have the schools are gun-free zones. And even though they have this supposed capability in Florida for the sheriff to authorize, you know, certain school personnel to go through training and to be armed. The bottom line is that the way that it's worded is the sheriff may, does not have to. So
do you think Sheriff Israel would authorize it? I mean, this thing has no teeth at all. The sheriff shouldn't be involved in it at all. It should be the school board, period, like it is right here in Georgia. But I'll digress. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I would go a step further, and it should be my choice whether or not I'm going to go onto school grounds armed, because if I cannot be trusted to go on school grounds armed, then what am I doing free in society to move around people? Seriously?
Well, yeah, you know, you have a great point. That's a whole bigger conversation, but you're right. If I'm not free to go on the school grounds, I shouldn't be free to go in the library, the convenience store, the grocery store, the gas station, anywhere else. You're absolutely correct. That's a whole different program, and I hope to have that conversation with you in the near future. You got about a minute. I want you to keep rolling. I love it. Keep going.
Well, I think that's basically, you know, it is just this whole business of what does it take to win an election, just like what does it take to compete in a marketplace? How many customers can you lose if you take a pro-gun or an anti-gun stance and, you know, your competitor is not taking that stance? It just gets into a whole area, Mark, that you hope to see some punishment, really, for these politicians and these companies that are throwing us under the bus. It just there's no other way to put it. And you made a very good point when you say, you know, all we hear about are the naysayers, the kids that are antis, and we never hear about the kids that are, you know, for the right to keep and bear arms. And the reason is, and we know, it's because the media has the larger megaphone, and they will not give us these stories, so that the average American is left thinking this is the sentiment and the mood of the country. And I think that the politicians look at this, and that's what they see, because they're not embroiled in things like you and I are.
They're stuck in the bubble. David, I've got to stop you there, because, and a great place to stop, because the phrase that we're talking about here is lies of omission. It's that simple. David Kodrya, thank you, man. Thank you, brother, for everything you do. War on guns. Ladies and gentlemen, we didn't even get into the Fast and Furious. David, maybe I can get you to commit to that next week, because there's still a lot to talk about there. We're going to hear more news coming up on that. And, of course, you were instrumental in bringing that, and I'm glad to have given you a microphone to do that. David Kodrya, War on Guns. We will talk to him later in the week on this very topic. Hope you enjoyed the program today. I certainly did. Remember, until we meet on the Daily Defense tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.